500 once, $500 twice, $500,
$5,000.
You said $5,000?
It's on its way. This man is $5,000, that right?
Judas was content with $4,970 less.
There were no dollars in them days.
But sons of bitches, yeah.
If you got an area of excellence, you you're good at something, you're the best at something, anything, then rich can be arranged. I mean, rich can come fairly easy.
Really?
Yeah. You got some other area of excellence besides this stalker?
Nine ball? Right?
There's some piece of work.
Some piece of work.
You're also a natural character.
I've been telling her that. You know, I got natural character.
Look, that's not what I said, kid. I said you are a natural character. You're an incredible flake. But that's a gift. See, guys spend half their lives trying to invent something like that. You walk into a pool room with that go, 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 the guys will be killing each other trying to get to you. You got that. But I'll tell you something, kiddo. You couldn't find big time if you had a roadmap. Pool excellence is not about excellent pool. It's about becoming something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
A student. You gotta be a student of human moves. See, all the greats that I know of to a man were students of human moves.
Students of human moves?
That's my area of excellence.
Coast to coast,
see the shining sea.
Supervisor down at Pier 34.
What's the problem?
He says the Titanic just arrived.
Well, better late than never.
Is it only in my mind, or is it someone calling me, someone I failed and left behind? To work it out, I let them in, all the good guys and the bad guys that I've been, all the devils that disturbed me and the angels that defeated them somehow, come together in me now. face to face, I greet the cast. Set in silence, we begin. Companions in an empty room, I taste their victory and sin. To work it out, I let them in. All the good guys and the bad guys that I've been, all the devils that disturb me and the angels that defeated them somehow, come together in me now. Tell the beauty and the beast. I defend my soul to those who would accuse me. I share the famine and the feast. I have been a world and I felt it turning. Seen the jest of yearning. Circus on parade, seldom close enough to see. I wander through an angry crowd, wonder what's become of me. To work it out, I let them in. All the good guys and the bad guys that I have been, all the devils that disturb me and the angels that defeated them somehow, come together in me now.
You gotta please me. 200 miles to do a job, you can bet your Spanish land grant he's gonna get that job done. Now, if this Billy the Kid's around town, like people say, he is $200 flat dead on this bar.
You can't kill it, you can't catch. You know these mestizos? They say that Blito is half horse, half devil. But who knows? Maybe a strong, big Texas man like you can do
it. Are you really gonna kill Billy the Kid?
Does a horse piss where she pleases?
Yeah, if he's man enough to come around here.
Is that the gun you're gonna shoot him down with? Can I touch him? Please? You know, sir, I do admire you, and I sure would like to touch the gun that's gonna kill Billy the Kid.
You know Iron Boy?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, then. Have a look. And pass her back. That there gun killed Ed Rollins.
Is that right?
Hey, barkeep, let's have a little round of stone fence for every little lady in the house. Okay, pass her back, son. Stroke a gun like that, you might as well be stroking a man's woman. Pass it up.
Well, whoop.
best be on your way before you get hurt.
I'm leaving right now, and want to know what to look for in case I run into him. I'll come back and tell you.
He's a good-looking kid. Way with the women. Dresses like a dandy, and he's a left-hander. And people say he's fond of whistling sad ballads. Now, you get out there in the street, and you see somebody that fits that bill, well, you just come whispering to me.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I see him. Right there. Don't you see him?
Is that so now? You know, boy, I'm getting a little tired of your wise lip. Now, you get yourself someplace else before I have to drop your britches in front of all these fine ladies and spank your little bottom blue.
Sure, you are a testy little cuss.
We'll be right back. these tips.
I think they're gross.
That's because you don't have any.
What a cow. You think you want to look like that?
I'm hurt.
Cut her jack,
son. I'm here.
Ophelia, get the KC car. We gotta go.
How far my dad needs it?
Gonna do what I like. Gonna do what I want. And the hell with it.
The police station? Now hurry up.
Where's Binks? Did he get in trouble? What did he do? Can I come, Billie Jean? I love police stations.
Now, I thought you were grounded.
I am. Did you see that guy?
Come on, move it.
Well, I think it's best to maybe wait a day or two before I complicate things.
You don't know my brother. That scooter's his whole life.
Billie Jean, you're a very pretty girl. This Hubie was probably trying to get your attention. I have a feeling that he'll bring your brother's motor scooter back. What kind was it?
A Honda Elite. My dad left him some insurance money.
Hubie won't bring it back.
How do you know?
Because he's a fucker, that's how I know.
She always talks like that.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Here's my card. That Honda's not back on your front lawn in 2 days, you
we
give me a call.
We live in Greenhaven.
All right. Front of your trailer, then. Give me a call. We'll, drag in the fucker.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. The magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the magic dragon lived by frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff that mighty dragon sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff the magic dragon. frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolly. Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolly.
Ooh, baby, ooh, say ooh. We never scored and we never got any money.
Yeah, really.
And my butt still sore? And that chick with the braces?
Butthead! Butthead, look!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! Oh! Oh!
Yes!
Oh, yeah! Hey, Butthead. Do you think we're ever gonna score?
I probably will, but not you. You're too much of a butt monkey.
Shut up, dill hole.
Butt dumpling.
Turd burglar.
Ass goblin.
Shut up, butthead. Hey, doesn't Tom Anderson live on the street?
Yeah.
Because, I just need to stop by his tool shed for a couple minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Boy,